This is about you. Everything's about you. You are absolutely the center of the universe. Except you don't know it, or you don't choose to believe it. There is no judgment. You cannot be not okay. Thought patterns and your control of your emotion is starting to get to the point where the sloppier you are, the less effective you will be. As you really line up with these shifts that are occurring, the more you can align your presence from personal power, command, and focus, you will get what you're asking for. You are now responsible for yourself. You are in this shift. It is not something that's coming. It's not a fantasy. You are in something that is really in motion. It's all happening. You're getting wiser. You're getting brighter. This is a soul class we're having right now. This is a soul discussion. This is not about how do I pay my rent. You're not really interested in your rent. You're interested in how do I merge? How do I know what the soul knows? Every place you've got a need or a should, go re-examine it. Take a look at it. Why are you there? Is it in present time? Does it make sense? Is it really a truth for you anymore? And if it is, stay there. I'm not talking you out of any of your life. I'm just simply saying where you have needs and shoulds and have-tos, go re-examine them, because the soul cannot get into those places. You're going to like the backside of this a lot. You're the center of your universe and you are calling them to you. And know that what you are looking at is you. I am the center of the universe. I am calling absolutely 100% of everything to me. You're here because I called you to me to learn something about me. I am here because you called me to you to learn something about you. The game is, if I cannot judge you and be kind to you and help you through your peace, I have let go of my peace. So if you can watch them and assist them without going to them, without matching them, without letting your pictures light up, your pictures will pass as you be kind. Whole focus of the weekend is, can you operate from the center of your head and command consciously? If you can, this fourth dimensional space will be a very happy adventure for you. If you cannot, the fourth dimensional space will have a challenge to you. And the challenge is as real as I've told you in the past. But on the fourth dimension, one of the things that happens is there is a shift in the rules. One of the shifts in the rules is time changes. It becomes simultaneous. The other shift in the rule, it's an emotional structure. It is not a physical structure, although you will have a physical body. In the fourth dimension, what you think is what you experience instantly. If this room all of a sudden whited out and everybody disappeared in the room and you found yourself conscious and your first thought was fear-based, I hope there's no bad guys, and everything happens instantly in this space, guess what you just materialized for yourself? I better have a gun so I can take care of these bad guys. There's the gun. And that spiral will start from there. The gardens, wouldn't it be nice if this just turned into beautiful gardens and there were angels on the other side of the garden? If that was your first thought, guess where the spiral then starts to go? And at that point, you start operating in a place where you literally have given up fear and you're starting really to develop heaven on earth. You're on the edge. You're on this cutting edge of moving something very rapidly. You all are of different sizes and shapes, and some of you have got flasks in your purse. Doesn't matter. It's all going to unfold. But it's now going to unfold rapidly. This is all about you. What you want to do is you want to just simply breathe. You don't have to think about, is my energy field spinning? You know how to do that. You don't have to think, am I in the fourth chakra? Am I in the near the pink diamond? Am I at the altar? You are there. Forgive yourself. Just simply forgive yourself. Consciousness will be brought into this space more than you're stepping through something. It's being pulled into your reality. And so one of the things you really want to pay attention to is be nice. because you think people around you had pain before. They've got now the pain of all this being lit up, and then they've got the pain of you going someplace that they absolutely want to go and they can't go there. Be nice. See, then one of the reasons you get beat up by people is because they see how bright you are and they're angry because they can't have what you have. Be nice. If you put a tarnish on the diamond doesn't reflect back out. Nobody gets to see you. You know, you start to clean off all the mist, then all of a sudden the diamond begins to be seen, and then that inspires and enlightens others. What if, in fact, the ego was a test? The test that simply says, if you want to go up and master yourself, I'm going to just keep challenging you to hold your space, hold your space. So if you can start to hold your space and not go to your left foot, this is why that exercise is so powerful. I hear you, and I don't have to argue with you. What you'll find is the noise and the veil starts to move away, and you'll know what you know, rather than fighting what you know. Well, let's pretend if you were happy, what would that be like?